Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait. We're excited you are here, Caneland. This will be our district podcast that will give you updates on a few things that are happening in the world of Caneland, as well as really sharing some exciting information with you about our district. So we hope you will join us. This will be sent out the first and third Tuesdays of each week, right around 2:50 in the afternoon, which would be the perfect time for while you're waiting. Maybe you're waiting in line to pick up your student at the elementary schools or just waiting to go to one of the events at the 612 schools. And so we hope you take just 302 seconds with us and listen in. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, the Director of Educational Service, Early Childhood through 5th Grade, and we are so glad to have you joining us today. Today's topic that we would like to talk about is a proficiency table. You might have heard the word proficiency table or proficiency, how do you exhibit your proficiency, used around the district quite a bit over the past few years. The concept of proficiency-based learning and proficiency tables really was developed through our most recent strategic plan, the Caneland Connect Strategic Plan. A proficiency table is an opportunity where teachers have come together to write out by reported standard what does proficiency look like, sound like, feel like in the classroom. The benefit of a proficiency table is we can share that with our students to be able to give clarity to them in what learning proficiency would look like so that they have the opportunity to go back and self-assess, am I meeting that standard at this point in time? We do use proficiency tables throughout our day. We will use them to share expectations for learning at the beginning of a unit of study or at the beginning of a lesson so that the students really have clarity as to what we are looking for in learning today. We also might use them in feedback conferences with students where we're having one-on-one or small group conferences talking about what did you learn today? And let's see your evidence of what you learned today. And students and teachers will both reflect using the proficiency table in those experiences. A couple other ways that you might hear proficiency tables used. It is something that we have students talk with their peers, reflecting on learning and where they are in the process of learning. And then we would love for proficiency tables to extend into the home as well. You as a community member or parent may access all proficiency tables on the district website. If you go to the district website under the Parents tab, and then you go to the Educational Service Department page, you will see that there are folders for each grade span of all the current proficiency tables. You will also be able to see on a child's report card the reported standards for early childhood through 5th grade that they are working on. And of course, you can request what reported standards are being worked on in grades 6 through 12th grade. Showing proficiency allows a student to go on to a different reported standard, to be able to kind of choose what their next step in learning is. It also helps teachers assess what proficiency standard should I circle back to as a whole class. We are definitely looking at pathways for learning. And in order to kind of establish your own pathway for learning as a student, a proficiency table and showing proficiency in standards helps you go on in your pathway to your next step in learning. And so you hopefully have seen the proficiency tables. If not, definitely ask your students, have you been working with proficiency tables and what types of tables have you had discussions and feedback conferences on? And pull them up from the district website. At any time, if you have any questions at all, absolutely contact the Department of Educational Service, Dr. James Horn or Dr. Sarah Mum, myself, and we'd be happy to go over and share any of the proficiency tables with you. We do want to share just a great update. We are kicking off our fall sports season here starting up this week, and so make sure you check out our website to see all of the wonderful athletics that will be coming this week and this month. And if you have listened all the way to the end here where we are at the 302 seconds and you hear this secret word, proficiency, which you probably could have guessed that was going to be the secret word, go ahead and email 302 seconds at caneland.org and be entered to win our weekly raffle. We hope you enjoyed our 302 seconds about proficiency tables today. Don't forget to enter the raffle to win. Have a good day.